of technology. You can find out more at democracynow.org/jobs. Democracy Now! Is produced with Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Tarasena, Tammy Warrenoff, Trina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamaria Studio, John Hamilton, Ravi Karan, Hani Masood, Anjali Kamat, Safwat Nazal. Our executive director is Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley, John Randolph, Paul Powell, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Noguera, Hugh Grand, Dennis Moynihan, David Prude, Dennis McCormick. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM on your radio dial. Also broadcasting at WRCT.org on the internet. It's 9 o'clock.
Don't know what I'm gonna do with my life. It's not fair, it's not right. I wasn't born to just endure all this strife. Trying to make my way in this cold, cold world.
Good morning. Kenny Joe here, here in Pinckney Hall on WRCT Pittsburgh, broadcasting from the beautiful campus of Carnegie Mellon University. The song that you just heard was Layla McCullough doing the Capitalist Blues off of the CD by the same name. On the odd chance that we have a new listener out there, let me just take a moment to explain what we do here at 9 o'clock on Friday morning. Generally, as a matter of fact, almost every week, we have a theme for the music for the next hour. And that's one thing you should know. The other thing you should know is that we are not great respecters of genres here, slicing music into nice, well-defined categories. So you're, you know, if you tune in someday and you hear, I don't know, some an hour of old country blues, don't expect that that might be what you will hear the next week. Today, we're going to have our own little Juneteenth celebration. Yeah, I know we're a day late, but you know, July, I'll get the J months all confused here. June 19, it hardly ever occurs on a Friday, so you know, we do what we can. Okay, what else should I tell you? Oh, before we start the music, or resume the music, I guess it's already started, we're going to give you a couple of public service announcements. What are we going to do here? Okay, we'll do some medical stuff here. Between your job, your family, and other demands on your time, life can get pretty busy. Take time for yourself and schedule an eye exam today. You may be surprised to see what you've been missing. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. This has been a message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and WRCT Pittsburgh. And let's see what else we have for you here. Okay. Right now, millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning up to $80,000 a year may qualify. By the way, income levels vary by state. Actually, I think they vary by metropolitan area. But anyhow, regular checkups, immunizations, doctors and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. For more information or to enroll today, go to insurekidsnow.gov. Hopefully that's still an active website. That's insurekidsnow.gov. Okay, those are your public service announcements for this hour.
But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me, no. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me, please. But he wants.
Let me tell you what you heard in that set. We started off with Sam Cooke doing A Change Is Gonna Come. That was not exactly how I remember the song. Somebody dialed up the strings and French horns and timpanis on that one. After that, we had James Brown doing both Parts 1 and Parts 2. Of Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. And then we had two songs that were kind of made popular to the extent they were popular by Nina Simone. First of all, we had Nina Simone doing To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. That phrase comes from a work by Loretta Hansberry. And then we had Leontine Price, who was the lead, you don't call them the leads, do you? But she was the main soprano for the Metropolitan Opera for a long time. And she's still with us today. That was I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. That was, I think, a 1940 song by Billy Taylor. But that was originally made popular by Nina Simone. So, that's our first set for today before we move on to the second Juneteenth set. Let me tell you about one of our fine underwriters. WRCT is supported by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, and available in over 95 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. Okay, more music.
Train a coming. You don't need no bag. just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the door.
Set man free.
You
raised us from the dust and breathe in life with trust and get to man the great choice to be alone on earth or one with thee.
To ride for treat to drop. He is a strange and bitter cry.
Okay, we started that set off with the Impressions featuring Curtis Mayfield doing "People Get Ready," and then we had one of the most unusual songs that I think we've played on Pinckney Hall. The name of the song was "They Say I Look Like God." It was unusual in one way in that I said I'm no respecter of genres, but one thing you will rarely hear on this show due to a prejudice on my part are numbers from Broadway musicals. Now, that was not exactly from a Broadway musical because nobody undertook to have it actually performed, but it was one that was co-written by Dave Brubeck and Louis Armstrong back in the day when... I might as well keep talking for a moment. Brubeck had just achieved more popularity than most jazz musicians do. He had two top 40 hits in a row, most notably take five. And he said, well, I'm going to try my hand at something else and get Louis to join me. And I think at the time people thought that what he came up with, his reach was exceeding his grasp, I guess is a good way to put it. But I think that the music has stood the test of time. Anyhow, yes, Louis Armstrong and Dave Brubeck sang They Say I Look Like God. After that, Billie Holiday singing Strange Fruit. And then Mahalia Jackson doing How I Got Over. How I Got Over was, as I understand it, a favorite song of Martin Luther King Jr. And Mahalia, in fact, sang it memorably at the 1962 March for Jobs and Freedom in Washington. And as long as I'm talking, let me correct something. I won't correct, it's not really a correction, it's an addition. The Leontine Price song, I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. The chorus on that was from Rush College in Holly Springs, Mississippi. Okay, I owe you something. Oh, I need to tell you about other shows here on WRCT. Let me try to pick some that are airing over the summer so I don't mislead you. Okay, first of all, I'm going to tell you about From Ipanema to the World. Brazilian music is arguably the number one export product from Brazil. I hope they don't put a tariff on it. From Ipanema to the World presents Brazilian music and information to the listeners of WRCT every Friday at 7 p.m. Tune in and enjoy listening to an adventurous mix of familiar standards and lesser-known gems from the Brazilian songbook and a broad range of musical styles. And then we have Whiskey Before Breakfast. Whiskey Before Breakfast is a fiddle tune and a radio show, not a prescription from your podiatrist. Tune in to WRCT Wednesdays at 11 for Whiskey Before Breakfast, an eclectic folk and roots radio program. And stick around for an hour of bluegrass at 1 p.m. Wednesdays on The Black Diamond Show. Where else but on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and www.wrct.org. Okay. Let's see. Coming up, we, in addition to playing Juneteenth songs, we also, or whatever the topic for the day is going to be. By the way, the topic next week, in case you're interested, is musicians who have June birthdays. That'll probably end up having almost as many different genres as this show. Anyhow, that's next week. We'll deal with that next week. This week, we're going to play one last Juneteenth song. We can't do this in Kenny Joe's opinion without playing something from John Coltrane. We're going to play his song Alabama, which, well, you can look it up for yourself what the song commemorates. And then we're going to play a song. We're going to play another jazz song. It's not too usual to play two in a row, but the second song, if you're worried that your abilities are kind of sliding downhill with age, I want to tell you that the sax player on the second song was 90 years old when it was recorded just a couple of years ago. So little inspirational song for people that are getting along in age here. So here we go, starting with John Coltrane doing his song Alabama. Thank you. me tell you what those last two tracks were. First one was John Coltrane doing his song Alabama. The second one was in the new music category. It was the name of the CD is the New Jersey Sessions, and it features Jeremy Montero. He's a seasoned, shall we say, pianist, and Sean Hong Wei on sax. But the primary sax player on that track that we played was the track's name, by the way, was When Sunny Gets Blue, an old standard. Was Houston Person, who I didn't do the calculations, but I'd lay money he's at least 90. He's not 90, he's 89. So, yeah, a little bit of inspiration for us old folks. We're going to close the show out with another track of new music from a gentleman named James Bishop. I'm not sure how to describe it genre-wise, but that will lead you up to Zombo, who will be kicking his show off at 10 o'clock. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'll be back next Friday, 9 a.m. Oh, since I can't tell you, since I'm not going to go on the mic again, so let me tell you now that this song is by James Bishop from his new CD, Body Bound, and it happens to be, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's the fifth track called Tongue.
stuck on.